You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, you might have heard of food deserts, areas lacking easy access to healthy, fresh food options. New studies say a bigger problem might be food swamps with too many unhealthy options within reach. First, the state legislature introduced a far-reaching bill aimed at landlords and tenants. According to sponsors, the proposal tries to make it easier and cheaper for landlords to do business in the state. But it has some groups worried, including advocates for domestic abuse victims. They're worried that the bill could put those victims at a risk of eviction. Chase Terrier is public policy coordinator for End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Chase, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
How could this bill make it easier to evict a victim of domestic abuse?
Well, there are a number of provisions in this bill that we in the domestic violence community are very concerned about. There's one in particular that I would point out, but before I get to that, I think we see this bill broadly as part of a pattern of legislation that we've seen over the last few sessions to slowly erode tenants' rights in favor of landlords' ability to sort of evict and with you know, more impunity and to do more of what they see fit at the expense of tenants' ability to stop those things from happening. The provision in this bill that we're particularly concerned about has to do with something called the Emergency Assistance Program. So this is a program that allows federal TANF dollars to be disseminated through the Department of Children and Families to families in times of crisis. So we're talking about low-income parents and children that are, various different reasons facing impending homelessness, whether it's natural disaster or in the case that we're talking about here, domestic violence. So if you're a domestic violence survivor and you are taking steps to leave an abuser, which as we know is the most dangerous time for victims, you may use these funds to get that sort of influx of cash to, you know, put down 1 month's deposit on a new apartment or something like that. Just a way to get out of the situation you're in and maintain some sort of stable housing. So the provision in this bill that we're really concerned about, it puts a limit on the ability of courts when someone is facing an eviction to say, you know what, we're going to stay these eviction proceedings. We're going to slow this process down because this person who's facing eviction has applied for emergency assistance. So we're going to make sure that filing is either, you know, confirmed or denied. But one way or the other, we want to make sure that this process is completed before they face eviction.
So how long, under the current system, before these changes, how long could that go on, that process?
Well, technically, it's supposed to take 5 days. And that's sort of the genesis of the provision in this bill. So this bill limits the stay on eviction proceedings to 5 days, which technically aligns with how long this process is supposed to take. However, we speak to advocates on the ground all the time who are working with victims, and what they tell us is, more often than not, this process is taking much, much longer than 5 days. So if we're going to limit the ability of courts to stay eviction proceedings to just 5 days, what you're basically doing is putting a lot of domestic violence victims directly in harm's way, because if they don't get that filing completed in 5 days, which they probably won't, they are suddenly back at risk of eviction through no fault of their own. You know, we're talking about people that have no access to finances. They've experienced financial abuse and control at the hands of their abuser. And so the idea that they should face eviction for actions that have, been foisted on them by their abusers is really troubling.
And Representative Rob Brooks, one of the sponsors of the bill, says he's willing to change that to go from the 5 day limit, the 5 day hold on evictions in these cases, up to 10 days. Is doubling the amount of days under it, is that enough time?
Yeah, so that's part of a sub-amendment that we were told was supposed to be out in the last couple of days. We still haven't seen it. It's a sprawling bill, as you mentioned, so we're hoping to see a lot of changes to this bill. And while I appreciate Representative Brooks's attempt there to make this better for domestic violence victims, whether it's 5 days or 10 days, the fact remains these applications are not going to go through in that period of time. We're talking about months in some cases for this emergency assistance application to go through. So the idea that we would go from 5 to 10 really is not helpful, and we still see this limiting of courts' ability to slow down evictions options for people in times of crisis as a huge problem.
Talking to Chase Terrier from End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, looking at proposed changes to landlord-tenant regulations in Wisconsin. These are in the state legislature now, and concerns that this would hurt domestic abuse victims. Chase, you said that five-day limit was your main concern. What are some of your other concerns about this legislation as it relates to domestic abuse victims?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in general, whenever we're talking about sort of the limiting of tenants' rights, we view that as something that is very concerning when it comes to domestic violence. Lack of access to housing is one of the top reasons that victims of domestic violence either stay with an abuser or return to a violent abuser. So anytime we see bills that are limiting tenants' rights, that's a big red flag for us. Another provision that was in the initial bill that we're hearing will hopefully change was requiring records for evictions to remain on CCAP for up to 10 years. We know that victims oftentimes are in the past have been evicted for occurrences that arose through actions their abuser took against them. And so the idea that that would remain on CCAP for that long and stop them from being able to access housing later on is really concerning. We've been told that provision is going to change, so we hope that it will. But there are other provisions in the bill, like allowing landlords to submit inaccurate notices as part of eviction court filings. So this would actually make it legal for landlords to submit court filings that have the wrong dollar amount as far as what the tenant owes. But that would be legal for them to submit that in eviction court filings. So it limits the access to hearings in eviction cases by requiring tenants to prove to a court commissioner that they have a valid legal claim. It also lets landlords sort of pick and choose how they want to enforce lease terms. So currently, if you have a change to your lease that isn't officially written down in the lease, but let's say you're on disability, and so your disability check comes on the 1st or the 2nd, and your landlord has always said you can pay on the 5th, that's totally fine, and you've been paying that way for years. Under this bill, if a landlord decided, you know what, for whatever reason, I want to go back to the 1st, your rent is late, I can file an eviction notice against you. That would be legal, which it is not currently. So there's all sorts of changes like this. Like I said, it's a huge bill. It's 25 pages long, and we have not seen sort of a long process as far as how this bill is moving through the legislature. It's been very quick. We haven't been given much time at all to read through the language and provide testimony to the legislators. At the hearing last week, we were basically told that we were going to get a whole new version of the bill that we still haven't seen. So this is very concerning, particularly in a legislative session where we've seen a broad focus on homelessness. We've seen a strong bipartisan approach to dealing with homelessness in our state, and we applaud those efforts. So it's a little ironic to see all this work on homelessness, but then here's this bill that erodes tenants' rights and makes it easier to evict. Well, when we're talking about domestic violence, if you're going to get evicted because, the court can't slow down eviction proceedings, what happens? It's homelessness. So it's very concerning. And like I said, a little bit ironic to see all this homelessness prevention work while at the same time this bill that's very damaging for survivors.
The case from sponsors of the legislation, I think from landlord advocates, is it is hard to evict people. It's a long process now. The longer it takes to evict someone basically is the longer we're renting an apartment, a house for free. That ultimately is going to drive up costs for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the concern there, but I think when we're talking about access to housing and affordable housing, we're not asking to move the earth so that tenants can do whatever they want. What we're asking for is that tenants have basic rights, basic protections, particularly for vulnerable folks and low-income tenants and victims of domestic violence. Folks like in these situations, they need basic protections, basic rights, and they need stability. And they need to know that if they're facing eviction from problems that are no fault of their own, that the courts, the landlords, the whole process is going to reflect those issues, is going to take a nuanced approach to dealing with these problems. That's what we're asking for here. We're not trying to give tenants, leeway to do whatever they want and to pay rent whenever they want. We're talking about basic rights here for tenants, and we're talking about, frankly, the dignity of people like domestic violence victims who should not be evicted, in a from after 5 days of waiting for emergency funds because they and their kids are in a crisis situation.
Chase, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate it.
That's Chase Terrier, Public Policy Coordinator for End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. He joined us to tell us why a new landlord-tenant bill could put domestic abuse victims at a higher risk for eviction.